become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets and the fact that the bad guys most always go free. That is wrong.
Welcome back to hour number two of the Intel Report. Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stackmiller on this Friday afternoon. Always fun sitting in a different time slot. Everything has a different hue to it. Anyway, we've had some people hold over from the last hour. We've got Roger in Pennsylvania. Hey, Roger.
Robbie, I've been wanting to ask this question for ages, and perhaps you have a good feel for this. Is there something that my surmise regarding the putative gold backing of the euro and therefore its putative so-called resistance to inflation that no one's covered? That is my thinking. I'm assuming that no more than the fraudulent reserve notes is there any redeemability of that 20% so-called gold backing. So you could take those euros and directly buy gold with them, yes, but you couldn't redeem those euros for 20% gold and 80% euros, for example. If you could continually re-redeem that 80 to 20% ratio in diminishing amounts to where you achieve a euro redeemable and near 100% gold.
Yeah, well, first of all, I mean, what is the definition of a gold-backed currency? A gold-backed currency means that you'll be able to walk into any institution,
exactly,
hand over the currency and say, give me the equivalent in gold. Well, you can't give someone, whether it's 15 or 20%, of the currency back in gold. So in other words, if you went in any European country that obviously is on the euro, the answer to that is no.
Yeah,
I mean, that was done in large part just to give confidence to the currency so that people would accept it.
Yeah, it's just a good Ponzi scheme. It's
sure.
Now that aside, what's to prevent the EU's price setters from monetizing the EU by using their euros even to buy gold? Then they sold away only 20% of the putative backing requirement, printed another four parts of paper, the fact that they can hyperinflate the euro into the stratosphere, yes?
Well, sure. I mean, look, I mean, this is a fact of life. We are going towards a politician's ultimate aim as we move on to digital currency. They want digits. You see, because once we're all on digits, then they can control everything. In other words, to give you a case in point, California recently had a town hall meeting where a couple of politicians gave speeches strongly supporting moving towards digital currency. And their reason for going to digital currency was because they alleged that California loses $1 billion a year because of contractors paying day laborers in cash. And therefore, California taxpayers are losing out on $1 billion that is not taxed from illegal immigration workers. And they said if we were digital, well, then everybody would pay their fair share. So there's no question this is ultimately the aim that the powers that be want to go to, because it just means more control. And we are already in a digital age. You know, I drove from Arizona to Texas, and I didn't spend a single real dollar. Everything was digital. Every time I filled up with gas, whatever it was, $20. Well, 20 digits from my account went to a gas station's account. It was all digits. So we're already there.
Could you carry me, Robbie, please?
Sure. Hang on a sec, my friend. Didn't hear the break coming up. Well, I'm getting old. Hearing's not as good as it used to be.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmiller on this Friday afternoon. Website address, once again, personal website. A lot of stuff on there, updated each day at ODOC100. A lot of financial news, a lot of political news, stories that I culled from the World Wide Web, and you can access the website, beaglesup.com. And today's interesting stories deal with gold confiscation, once again. What a shock, what a surprise. Also on the website, you will find a banner link to Republic Trading, and you'll also be able to see prices that we offer at Republic. And I can guarantee you this, you will not find another dealer nationwide that offers the prices that we do, especially on early pre-1933 $20 gold pieces. So just a heads up, always check the prices. As a matter of fact, even give you a link where you can shop and compare the prices. You still there, my friend?
Yeah, thanks, Robbie. My last and subsidiary question is, what do you make of my guess that whereas now the EU member states are probably having to exercise some degree of restraint on their socialism, and I say that guardedly because I'm guessing that Italy, for example, has not been forced into any substantive rollback, but that once the EU hammerlock super state is fully cemented in place, then am I correct in guessing they may start being a ever so not too slow, but inexorable bidding war where the respective states will then try to outdo their neighbors to transfer the socialisms onto the whole.
Oh, sure. I mean, look, ultimately you're going to have the world divided up into three sectors. You're going to have Europe, you're going to have North America, and you're going to have Asia. And ultimately it's still going to be a battle for supremacy between the three hemispheres.
Well, my surmise then would be that after 5 or 10 years of that, the euro might not look so delectable after all, huh?
Oh, look, face these facts of life. The new superpower, the new economic power, is Asia.
God bless, Robbie.
Thank you, sir. Look, they got the technology, they got the manpower, and there's no question. It's not a matter of if Asia is going to become the world's number one superpower, it's when it's going to become the world's number one superpower. We got John in Las Vegas. Hey, John.
Hey, Robbie. Got a little bunch of facts off the internet that was kind of interesting. If you look at gold, from 1800 to 1833, 30 of those 34 years, gold sat at $19.39.
Sure.
There was a spike, slight spike, the 4 years after the War of 1812. Then it sat very stable for seven, base, with a few little fluctuations right around the Civil War, where it went up from $27 to $35.57, and then down to $48. But then it stables off, and it stables at.
Yeah, that's when people, just so you know, that was when there was a major currency crisis called the Continental.
Right. And then there's more stability at 1879 with $20.67. It stays that way for 73 years no movement. Then in 1933, it goes up to $34.
Well,
and so you've got a lot of stability, stays relatively stable until 1972, oil. Again, stable till about 77, then it starts taking some hikes up until 80, stabilizes a little bit more, goes back up 86 through 88, and then it's had some fluctuations every now and then. But then I did a little search. If you look at the median housing price in the western United States in 1963,
right.
It would have cost you at 1963 gold level 530.77 ounces.
Right.
In 1996, it would have cost 383.5 or 0.5 ounces
right.
for the median house. I wasn't able to get median housing prices for the entire western U.S., but for all of Nevada, the average 2004, based on gold prices, $490.41 ounces of gold will get you the average house in Nevada. So you see a very stable product there. And what I'm getting at is the fluctuation with the monetary with the FRNs. What I want to know is there a deliberate destabilizing of the value of the dollar, the value of any fiat currency, and where I'm going is you see China has a lot of dollars.
Sure.
You have Japan buys dollars.
Right.
Is there a possibility that the globalists, I mean, obviously the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, et cetera, have a great amount of the gold?
Oh, sure, the Rothschilds.
So is it possible, do you think there's a possibility that both, well, the new world order as it is possibly looking at tanking both the U.S. and China at the same time, because obviously China's up and coming, but is there a possibility to do that, to bring in a one-world currency? And I'll just listen off air. Thanks.
But first of all, you've got to understand that China is taking these Federal Reserve notes, we're flooding them with. They had a GDP fourth quarter of 9.2%. The United States fourth quarter GDP was a paltry 4.4, I believe. But what China is doing is taking those Federal Reserve notes and it's buying up real tangible things. It's recently acquired largest gold mine in Canada. It's buying up large tracts of land in South America. It's investing in Southern Africa because of its huge amount of mineral wealth, which China requires. China's buying up copper. I was talking to a gentleman today who's building a house in the Philippines, and he has a hard time getting concrete and timber just simply because China's demand for raw materials is so huge. So there's no question that China, the Chinese currency is linked to the dollar, and there's been talk of whether they're going to de-link it. But for right now, China sees no reason to de-link its currency from the dollar, while it is accruing so many Federal Reserve notes and using those notes to acquire large positions in raw materials, which what it needs to expand and grow, which is the reason. Listen, it's not conspiracy, it's not patriot mythology, it's not black helicopter stuff, but China has, without question, the world's manufacturing base as we speak. It has an ability in our lifetime, and it could come a lot sooner than most of us expect to become, as we said, the world's number one superpower. We got Jim from Texas. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Robbie. God bless.
Thank you, sir.
Haven't called into your show, but I listen every day.
Well, thank you.
I listen pretty much from 6 in the morning till about 8 o'clock at night to the network.
You should see somebody for this problem. You know, there's help out there.
The truth will set you free. I had a question that will help both Republic Trading and the listeners. Are you dealing in silver bullion and silver numismatics as well?
Sure.
Okay, a lot of people out there are only hearing the gold. Right. Spot price closed at $677 today, so roughly an ounce of silver is going to be somewhere around $7. I live paycheck to paycheck, but every now and then I get an extra $70.
Right.
There's 10 ounces of silver.
Yep.
So for you people out there worrying, I can't get gold, I can't get gold, I can't get gold, don't try, get silver.
Yeah, now you got to understand that silver is the difference between silver and gold, why we talk about gold. The silver is an industrial metal.
Correct.
It's not a monetary metal. It used to be a monetary metal, but that stopped in 1965. And
why 64 was the last year they minted coins in it.
Yeah, in
the U.S. anyway.
Technically, yeah. But in 65 was the Kennedy half dollars. What you got to understand is there will be new applications for silver coming down the pike. The reason why silver's been depressed for so many years, obviously, is because its biggest user, the photographic industry, lost a huge market share to digital. Because everything's digital now.
Yep.
You know, you very, very seldom see people with cameras and film and so forth and so on. And there's no question that had a serious effect on silver prices. But, you know, silver, because it's so unique in its properties, especially electronically, that there's no question somebody's going to come up with some application for silver that is going to offset what the photographic industry used. And as I said earlier today, Merrill Lynch's and Morgan Stanley's metal analysts are putting silver above $10 an ounce this year and gold above $500.
Well, my point is just like gold, though. If you've got silver, you're going to eat.
Oh, sure.
And you know, copper's not going to get you food.
Yeah, and if you've got chickens in your backyard, you're going to eat as well.
Yeah, true. But people living in town can't keep chickens in their backyard. They can't keep silver in a drawer, or, you know.
Yeah,
there's a tangible quantity of silver available. It's at a decent commodity price to buy.
Oh, sure. That's why they call it poor man's gold.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't know that and don't realize that it's that cheap and that easy to get. So
yep.
I just wanted to get the word out, and I think you guys need to talk a bit on Republic Trading as well.
Yep,
my
friend.
Take care, and God bless, Robbie.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Leon and Troy, we'll get to you right after this break.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com. OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
Intel Report, Robbie Noel, sitting in for John Stadtmiller on this Friday. My website, for those who are interested, eaglesup.com. See all the prices about the noble metal. Caller brought up a good point about gold holding its value. You know, in 1974, you could have bought a really nice house in California for around $42,000, or you could have paid with 1,000 gold coins. Well, you know what real estate prices in California have done? Well, guess what? 1,000 coins will still buy you that same house, even though it's priced at $420,000 today. We got Leon from Texas. Hey, Leon.
How do you do, sir?
All right, my friend.
And my name is Leon Day, and I'm sitting here in Texas, listening to this stuff, and I am impressed by the quality of the callers in.
Oh, absolutely.
These guys have done their homework. So I will add a little homework to what they have discovered. Once upon a time, I made a minor speculation in platinum. As I bought some platinum from a friend that I had persuaded to invest in it. It was basically 3,500 bucks for 10 ounces of platinum wire when I bought it.
Right.
The reason it was in the form of platinum wire is because burglars do not recognize the difference between platinum wire and stainless steel wire.
Yeah.
So that's why I had it in the first place. I fell on hard times eventually, and I had to sell it. When I sold it for $6,200 for the 10 ounces. This was not because I was brilliant. This was because I was lucky. Because it could have as easily sunk to the $3,500 that I bought it for in the first place.
Right. Well, luck plays a role in a lot of stuff that we do.
But this is the nice thing about it, is that gold and platinum and silver are pretty stable. Platinum and silver go up and down because they're industrial metals, as you pointed out.
Right.
Gold is merely shiny and rare. So gold stays, you know, pretty much where it is. When you see gold going up, it's not gold going up. It's the currency going down.
Sure.
So, this is one of the things that, you know, that your listeners have probably already figured out.
Well, certainly. I mean, over the last couple of years, I mean, gold in the decade of 2000 has risen 50% in value. So has gold risen 50% in value, or has the purchasing power of the dollar decreased 50%?
That is about the size of it.
Yep.
So, you know, with an investment in gold, you can stay even.
Oh,
with an investment in platinum, you might get ahead. With an investment in silver, you might get ahead.
Yep.
But in any case, maybe you will, maybe you won't. But I should like to persuade people that they shouldn't buy their silver in these little ingots that say right on the, you know, stamped on the top of them, 1 ounce, 99.99%, you know, silver. That's all very nice. But as far as a burglar is concerned, he'll take those first.
Yeah, well, it depends where you stash them.
But if you take, you know, yeah, it does. But, you know, if you take your silver, see, that's the Chinese peasant way of taking silver. You know, little 1 ounce bars. But if you took your silver, if you took your money to the jewelry store and, you know, and bought your silver in the form of silver wire, nobody in hell would know what it was. And consequently, the chances of it being stolen would be measurably less.
Yep.
Now, the idea of taking your metallic assets and putting them into somebody's safety deposit box is even worse, because as soon as the Feds decide to close that bank, the first thing they're going to do is put new locks on the safety deposit box. I'm sorry, that's what they're going to do. They're nasty people, and the first thing they're going to do in order to back up their fiat currency, you know, is to try to seize, you know, all the real precious metals in the world.
Well, they've done it before, my friend, so will they do it again? Well,
I don't know. Sometimes I think that, you know, that I would be well off buying, you know, lots and lots of little silver bars, you know, like a Chinese pet.
Yeah, well, lead's also a good metal to have around the house as well. Thank you so much. When we return, we'll take Troy from New York.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are on a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm a-brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmiller on this Friday. Always fun. Don't get to talk to many people around the country during my show, which runs early in the morning. Well, not really. 11 to 2 Central Standard Time. You can pick it up on the internet. Just go to rbnlive.com. We got Troy from New York. Hey, Troy.
Hi, how are you?
All right, my friend.
You know, about the money, there's a saying that the people are destroyed for lack of knowledge or ignorance.
Yep.
There's another saying that if people understood the money, there'd be a revolution before morning.
One would assume that.
And so I'd like to help them understand the money. You know, it's either gold, it's either of real value or it's not. It's either gold or silver or it's token money.
Well, that was the wisdom of the founders.
By token money, I mean of token value, of no real value.
Well, sure. No, I meant the founders. The reason why the founders felt very strongly that the people should hold the nation's wealth in their hands, which was the reason why they deemed it so important that the currency of the United States would be that of gold and silver.
But because there's not enough gold or silver to go around, therefore humanity is going to be stuck with tokens.
Yep.
Now, here's the problem. Whether these are to be debt tokens borrowed into existence or debt-free tokens, there's a fork in the road. One way leads up and the other way leads down. I don't mean me borrowing from you or you from me. I mean both of us and all the society borrowing their tokens instead of simply creating their own and spending or distributing them into circulation. People have a problem grasping this. And if I may just use an example, think of a casino.
Right.
A casino has tokens.
Right.
$1, $10, $5, $10, $20, $100. Now, what would you think of a casino, people out there in Radioland, a casino owner who, instead of creating his own tokens or having them made and buying them for 5 cents a piece or something, who actually bought them for face value, $1, $10, $20. You'd scratch your head and say, what an incredible fool. See, but we're the incredible fools because we are buying our tokens at face value. And worse than that, worse than a casino who bought their tokens is a casino who borrowed them. So you have the token and you have the debt token. And what we're using is a debt token. Now, if people would just think what that means, at 5% interest, in 20 years, 20 times 5%, 100% of the loan evaporates back to its source, its origin, which is the lender.
Sure.
The debt token lender is the inevitable receiver of all the tokens because debts must be paid plus interest. You see? So in no time at all of the water, if I may use that, it's like in a nature film, all of the water is evaporated back up into the sun. And it gets worse and worse and worse, you know, unless the sky, the central bankster, deigns to lend more money. See? So that is why, I mean, in 10 years, at 10%, all the money is gone. So this is why, over time, the people come to owe the central banksters 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 more tokens than exist.
Sure. Well, that's the beauty of fractional reserve banking.
This is the nature of the beast, and this is the nature of the money of the beast. It is a trap to use it. It is death to use it. You entrap yourself, you enslave yourself, you indebt yourself simply by borrowing the tokens instead of creating their own. And again, spending them into circulation like a casino would, just creating their own, you know. And as far as the 33 gold confiscation, I wrote a booklet, a downloadable booklet in PDF format called The Great Jewish American Gold Robbery of 1933.
Right.
And I also explain in great detail what a debt money is and what a debt-free money is and how the people don't have to. If they just understood the money, they could live in prosperity. And it's available at the PDF download page of thehouseoftroy.com. Thehouseoftroy.com. And it's there for anyone who's interested. And if I may say one more thing, Mr. Christmas, if I may call you that, about paper gold, why paper gold is no good. One, if it's back 10%, if it's 10% gold, that means it's 90% token.
Right.
And it's a debt token. It's loaned into existence with all of the evils that a debt token has. You know, it's theft. I mean, if you have gold or silver, you pay gold or silver. If you don't, you pay a promise. You know, you pay a paper promise to pay gold or silver. So what's happening is real value is being stolen by false value, by false paper. And finally, like every other token, the gold paper, you know, the gold paper is infinitely manipulable. Inflation, deflation, and all of that. These people who want a paper gold want us to go back before 1933 when gold was outlawed. They want us to go back there. Why? Haven't we long learned from history that it's going to be abused, paper gold?
Unfortunately, we never learn the lessons of history. I mean, that's why we find ourselves repeating it time and time again, expecting a different result, which is, as you know, the first sign of insanity.
Yes, if people would only read the books and learn from their grandfathers, they wouldn't have to repeat their grandfather's mistakes.
Exactly.
But I thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
For letting me talk and spread what I hope is a little light out there.
Sure. What was that website again?
Thehouseoftroy.com.
I'll take a look at it.
There's a book there called Two Problems, Twin Problems and Solutions, Both Political and Economic / Monetary. And I refer to the monetary part, but the people may find the appendices also very instructive. So thanks very much.
Thank you.
Good luck to you.
I appreciate it. I'll definitely take a look at it, thehouseoftroy.com. It's even up on the webpage in front of me. Do we have Jim from Kansas? Hey, Jim.
Robbie?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I can hardly hear you, but I guess you can hear me all right.
I can hear you fine.
Okay. Their last caller there was correct on his explanation of what money is, but there's a much easier way to understand it. Would you like to hear that?
Sure.
Okay, you have the documentation in your pocket. Get out a dollar bill and look at it. On the dollar bill, it says Federal Reserve Note, right. N-O-T-E. And then down below, it says this note. So in two places, it says it's a note.
Right.
Well, you look in Black's Law or any legal dictionary, and it will say that a note is simply a promise to pay.
Right.
But it has to have four things on it before it becomes a note. And if it's missing one of these four, it is not a note. Somebody has to pay somebody else by a certain due date a certain amount.
Right.
And if those four things are on there, it's not a note. So, to get a comparison to a real note, go back in time a little bit to the silver certificate.
Right.
And you can get one of those at a coin store for, what, $2 for a dollar one?
Yeah.
It's just worn out. You know.
Get them for a buck. They're still worth a buck.
Yeah, okay. Whatever the case, you look at one of those, and it says on there, this certifies there is on deposit in the Treasury of the United States of America $1 in silver, and there's a guy that's going to pay.
Right.
Then it says, payable to the bearer, there's a guy that's going to be paid.
Right.
Then it says, on demand, there's your due date.
Right.
And then the amount is on the corners,
right.
$1 in silver. Okay. That's a true note.
Yep.
Now, if our present money is not a note, that's fraud, right?
Well, sure, and Edwin Griffin has made that same argument.
But it's not a fraud because of color of law. So you look in Black's Law and look up a Federal Reserve note, and it says this is truly an obligation of the people of the United States.
Sure, good faith and credit.
But it is a similarity to the real note. Now, what is the real note? The real note is the way money is created. And that is when you or I or a corporation or the government goes into the Federal Reserve Bank and borrows money. That money is created the instant you borrow it.
Right.
The instant you sign that note. Because you pledge your future labor. And our future labor is the real money.
Certainly.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure. No argument from me on that one.
Now, that's why we are called a resource. Because we are their resource, their money. Now, everybody thinks, well, the Federal Reserve is sitting there printing money all the time. Not so. All they print is to replace the worn-out money. That's all they print. Now, if they have to increase the money supply, they'll print a little more, yes. But that's all they print. And that's all we carry around is whatever they allow us to.
Yeah, but now we're into the digital age.
Ah, that's the next money coming up. It will be a digit on a computer, that's all.
Oh, sure. Because when I was driving, I was thinking about it when I was doing my drive cross country. Because all I did was spend digits. I didn't spend any real money.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to myself, well, if I'm spending digits, there's no way that anybody can keep track on how much physical cash is out there exchanging hands. Because,
mm-hmm.
You see, nobody can keep track of digits. Digits are... They go infinitum.
They come and go as you please.
Oh, sure. So you can create. I mean, it's a perfect storm.
Now, the most important thing to understand about this money, in the old silver certificate, that was a true promise to pay, but from whom to whom? From the banker to us.
Right.
The banker promised to pay us a silver dollar for every piece of paper we had in our pocket.
Yeah. Well, look, there was a time.
Now.
There was a time not so long ago when a bank was required to keep 10% of its deposits in the bank in cash.
Oh, yeah.
Today, you go to a bank and you ask them for $10,000 out of your checking account. They tell you to come back the next day because they don't have it.
But you're missing the point.
Okay.
The point is the old money was a promise to pay from the banker to us. Now, our present money is a promise to pay from us to the banker. They've reversed it.
Sure.
Now, that's very important. Because if they ever crashed the silver certificate money, they'd have to give us an ounce of silver for every one of those dollar bills we had.
Yep.
But if they crash our present money, they don't owe us a dime.
Sure.
Nothing.
And let me tell you something. When you could still exchange those silver certificates for real silver,
mm-hmm.
They ran out of silver dollars.
And that's why they had to change it.
Sure. And they were giving people vials of silver dust.
And I know for a fact that they changed Canada simultaneously with us.
Yep.
Because Canadian money, the old money, had the same thing on it that our silver certificate had. That was a true note from the banker to the people. And it has the same reading on their new money, which is a promise from the people to the banker.
Well, sure. Well, the bankers today, everybody knows this, and I don't have to go into a long, detailed explanation of it. But bankers create money out of thin air, especially when you buy a house. You put down $10,000 on a house worth $100,000. The bank creates $90,000 out of thin air.
But the bank doesn't create it. You do when you sign the note.
Well, sure.
The bank has the authority to put the digits on the computer when you sign the note, but the bank doesn't have the authority until you sign the note.
Yeah, but once you sign the note, they create $90,000 out of thin air.
That instant, the money is created, and they put the electronic digits on your checking account, and you got $90,000 in there.
Yeah.
Now, there's one more thing. If you look on the dollar bill, you'll notice that there is a treasurer of the United States, and there is also a secretary of the treasury.
Right.
Now, how can this be? How can you have two top dogs in the same treasury? You can't. So I went to the web. And I looked up the Secretary of the Treasury, and I looked for his organizational chart. Sure enough, there it was, big and bold. And the Treasurer of the United States, there was a little dotted line that came down to him, and he was off over there by himself. He had nobody under him, and he was directly responsible only to the top man of the Secretary of the Treasury. Well, that guy is the Constitutional Treasurer. And here he has no job in our government. So I looked up his job, or his website, and looked up his job title, and all he is an advisor. The Treasurer of the United States, the Constitutional Treasury, is just an advisor. He has no powers. He has no say-so. He just advises. The Secretary of the Treasury is the top dog. His wage is paid by the International Monetary Fund. Now, doesn't that blow your mind?
Sure.
What does that mean? The only thing I can think of, and I may be wrong on this, but I think nobody's been able to talk me out of it. Back in 1933, when America went bankrupt, somebody loaned us all that money, and it was the World Bankers, because 1913, they got the ability to create the money, right?
Right.
Okay, so they foreclosed on us. And what happens in a foreclosure, in a corporate foreclosure? The receivership takes over there, right?
Right.
Well, as a receivership, the Federal Reserve took over America and claimed all the property.
Yep.
That's why you can't own land, you can't own a car. You get a certificate of title, a statement, just a statement of fact. You don't have the actual title. The actual title is a statement of origin.
And I'm not sure if, and I don't want to repeat myself, but this morning I once again spoke about Wayne Haig. Are you aware of Wayne Haig?
I've heard the name, but I don't know who he is.
He's a large rancher in Nevada. Owns a huge ranch in Nevada. He's now married to Helen Chenoweth, former congressman.
One, yeah.
He's been in a battle for a decade with the Bureau of Land Management,
mm-hmm.
who want to take his ranch land. And because of this ongoing battle, this lawsuit that he's had with the Bureau of Land Management, he got a number of discoveries during his trial, and it's still ongoing. Government's trying to steal his land; they want to give him pennies per acre, and he's not buying into it. Anyway, part and parcel of his discovery was in that period that you were talking about in 1933, when we know the United States went bankrupt, is the U.S. pledged vast resources in the West as collateral for that debt.
Right. That and all of our other property, too.
Sure.
Look at the Depository Trust Corporation sometime. When they first started that website, it said this corporation has assets of over $20 trillion. Now, a trillion will buy 10 million $100,000 houses.
Yep.
That's almost every house in America.
Yep.
So at the time they had assets of $20 trillion, guess what that asset is? Every piece of land, every car, every house, everything we own, it was all theirs.
Well, so, I mean, you remember during the Clinton administration when he deemed the Grand Escalante staircase as a national monument.
Mm-hmm.
What a lot of people don't realize is buried under the Grand Escalante staircase is the world's largest reserve of clean burning coal known to exist.
Yep. And he gave it to that Chinese family. What was her name?
I think it could have been, wasn't it Suwato from Indonesia?
It was one of those. One of the big contributors that put him in the White House.
Yep, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, if you look at a map of the Western United States in what is owned by the federal government, they pretty much own all the vast natural resources of the Western United States, which, well, Wayne Hague said, were pledged as collateral for debts.
When you think about it, they say they support the Constitution, right?
Yeah.
And yet we're under corporate rule and a corporate structure.
Well, we've been under a state of emergency for a long time, my friend.
And that's the corporate structure. Now, the Constitution does not say that somebody is smart enough cannot own everything in America and run it like a corporation.
Yeah.
So they're not violating the Constitution.
Jim, great call, brother.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the way it works.
Thank you, sir.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stattmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Listening to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Are you going to talk or am I?
No, I was just going to say, hey, look what the wind blew in.
Well, I just had a busy day. I was called in the network, by the way. My producer, Paul Martin, called me in last night, and I just want to say something. Jeffrey Bennett. You're familiar with him.
Yes.
He was with Viking International years ago.
Yes.
And some people out there remember who Jeff Bennett is, or at least remember the man he used to be. This dried up old hulk of a burned out guy
And Roger from Pennsylvania, thank you for bringing this to my attention. He filled in for Jackie Petruccio last night. And I got to tell you something. I only listened to the last 20 minutes of it. 50% lies, 40% grain of truth, and then the rest of that was lies, and then 10% I didn't even recognize. Jeffrey, I know you're out there listening to the network. You do on occasion. Well, thanks for the compliment that I put together something nice. Tell you what, Chief, you straighten out your life, you straighten out your act. I'm that's what I'm hoping for. I don't know what happened to this guy, but he's extremely bitter.
Well, you know, you have to move on.
Well, we have no alternative.
Yes, yes, yes.
There are some that are moving up, and there are some that are
moving on.
Moving
well,
out.
We got bigger fish to fry.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And enough said about that. I just wanted to respond to that. And Roger in Pennsylvania, thank you for telling me about that. I couldn't believe it. I even called Jackie Petru. I said, are you listening to this? I guess he's on First Amendment Radio, and they were running nothing but Jackie Petru's reruns for that week. But that particular night, he took the show over and called directly into WWCR. So, Jeffrey, come on, man. Get a life. I want to thank you, Robbie, for for coming in this week.
Oh, yes, it was fun.
Yeah, you're going to be back here permanently. No, we're going to nail you down here. Permanently, probably within 30 days.
Yes. You can take that to the bank.
And I'll say this for WWCR.
Well, I shouldn't say that.
I'll say this for WWCR, for allowing that fiasco to take place last night. You owe me one. Find Robbie some time. I don't know. You know what?
Fortunately, I think Adam's on his way home for dinner.
No, he's already home at dinner.
Yeah,
he's got his feet kicked up right now.
Yeah, he's not worrying about it.
Yeah, but
it was fun.
Yeah, you know, I appreciate you filling in for me today.
No problem. You like the Hemi?
Hey, Robbie.
I've got to rent a car. Don't think I own fancy cars. They couldn't give me the car that I wanted, so they upgraded me to a Hemi.
It's one of these. What is that thing anyhow?
It's a 300 Hemi, whatever.
It's a wagon.
It's a wagon.
And it hits a mean son of a gun.
It holds.
Yes, it does. It's comfortable.
Made in America.
I am not going to feel sorry for you.
I think it's made in America. No. I'll have to go check. Maybe it's made in Mexico.
Don't. No, wait a minute. I'm looking at the key tag here. Made in Taiwan. But at any rate, I was listening to the show. I had a lot of errands to run this afternoon, cars to get in and out of shops and all that other stuff. So you only thought you were doing an hour, didn't you?
Yes, I. That's what you left me with.
I actually...
You said an hour.
No. I said do my show today. You heard an hour. I said do my show today. I walked in here at about 5 minutes to five, I'll have you know.
Yeah.
And I snuck back out of here without you noticing.
Yes.
Well, Robbie, my friend, you'll be back live Monday on the Republic Broadcasting Network from home.
I will.
I expect to see you back here with bells on in about 30 days.
You got it, brother.
All right, man. Folks, well, take it away, Robbie. It was your show today.
See you. Bye.
See you. Bye.
We must take the marriage back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.